When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glick's, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Well, welcome to another three-game week here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. We are at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, the Phil Ockhoff Gymnasium. Braves in their home white uniforms again tonight. They'll be here again on Monday night as well. But they are playing two of the top teams in Quad A here this week. They played one of them in Danville the other night. And tonight, it's the number two team in the 4A set. In District 4, it's the Mifflinburg Wildcats who come in tonight at 10-2 overall, 9-2 it appears in conference play, and a team that can get a lot of guys in double figures. Well, basically the same thing as Danville a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, they've got a very tough offensive team. I think all five of the starters, even what I call the big guy, and he's not that big, Jacob Young, can hit a three-point shot. Of course, their go-to guy is Isaiah Valentine, who's averaging in the 20s. And they also have Jacob Young that's in double digits. And then you got to remember that Cannon Griffiths, all right, is also one of those guys that can put the ball in the basket. They're the only team that held Jacob Hernandez from Lewisburg in both games to probably a combined total of 7 points. And Jacob is averaging in the 20s too, so they've got a couple of guys that can play some defense.
Well, the Shikellamy Braves are going to have a tough test tonight as they try and keep guys in under double digits, and it's not something you can just focus on Valentine. You know, you just can't afford to do that with this Mifflinburg team.
No, and see, Mifflinburg's always had what I would call a team that shoots the ball well from beyond the arc, and then they also always have some people that can rebound. Isaiah Valentine does everything. He shoots from outside. He dribble penetrates and drives and makes baskets that way. And then he also is a good rebounder. He's probably up there with the leaders in rebounds, both offense and defensively with the entire team. So it's a really, really solid team. These kids have been playing together for a long time. They play all summer together. So maybe the varsity can take a sign from the Shikellamy JVs, who got blown out up at Mifflinburg earlier in the year, but pulled off a 12-point victory here tonight by doing exactly what Mifflinburg had done to them up there. They hit from the outside, and then they pounded the ball inside too.
Yeah, that was a 54-42 JV win here
tonight.
That's
the same score I've written down here, Kevin.
And isn't that ironic?
I know. Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Yes.
Well, Davis Marshall's had some really good games this week. North Schuylkill, the game in which the Braves scored a season-high 57, he had a season-high 20. 18 in the losing effort against Danville, but the Braves scored 43, gave up 72. That's their largest amount of points they've given up this year. The second largest amount of points they gave up this year was, oh yeah, by the way, against Danville in game number one of the season.
Listen, it's unfortunate that the Braves have to play Danville Mifflinburg back to back two times. But hey, let's face it, this is the Heartland Conference schedule, and if you want to be competitive, you got to play them as they appear on the schedule. So we'll see how the Braves play tonight. They played great up at Danville the first quarter, but the second quarter was a disaster as far as offense goes.
Well, when we look at the District 4-6 standings, and this is very important right now as the Braves now get their second win of the season and have an opportunity right now to fight for that playoff spot, number two playoff spot that would get you a home game. And I know how crazy that sounds, that a team with two wins has a shot at a number two spot, but they really do. Belfont at 4-6 has an average point total of 2.9. Shikellamy at 2-6 has an average point total of 2.13. So you can see Bellefonte's wins and Shikellamy's wins have not been with teams that have a whole lot of wins, so there's not a whole lot of bonus points there in the ranking system. If Shikellamy could get a win here tonight against Mifflinburg, and maybe and sneak away with a win tonight, they're underdogs, let's be honest, and then in a game that I think is kind of a 50-50 game with Southern Columbia, they could find themselves in the number two slot pretty quick, and then a battle with Central Mountain coming up in the first week of March. So, again, some pivotal games here in what should be the end of the season, and which is kind of more like the middle of the season right now.
Yeah, and, you know, Kevin, you and I both talked about this before the season started. We said in football, you know, if we can get six or seven games in, we'll be happy with the way things are. And we thought Melwood basketball is going to be a little tougher because we're playing inside with the COVID situation and everything. But to be honest with you, both the Braves schedule seems to be filling out here, which gives these kids, more of a chance to get a better record and maybe get a home game. Have you ever been into Bellefonte, Jim?
Years ago. Yeah,
I think we did the new Bellefonte.
Not the new one. No, I don't think we were in the new one.
I would rather play here, all right. Central Mountain, you know, we've been up there so often.
That's not Bellefonte's a further trip. So.
I don't want to go to Hollidaysburg.
No, we've been there before.
Yeah, we stopped in to see Steve Jones on the way out.
Yes, we did.
He was really happy to see us.
It was. It was nice of him to open up the Sunbury Motors studio that day.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want a home game, you're going to have to get on a little bit of run. This is game number 11 at the time of the year where it should be game number 21.
Yeah.
This is Braves Basketball. Bill Ziegler coming up next on WKOK and on the app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Earlier this week, though, Danville. Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with Bill Ziegler and the Shikellamy Braves getting ready for the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Let's go back to earlier this week, though, Danville. Really good first period. Pretty good set third and fourth periods. Let's talk about those three periods and how you felt the team improved from the last time you played Danville. Let's look at it that way.
You know, the first quarter went exactly as scripted. The second quarter did not. And the beginning of the third quarter did not as well. And then the middle of the third quarter, we called a timeout. And, we talked about, competing, win, lose, or draw. Our job is to get better for the next opponent. And, from that point on, we played pretty solid and pretty aggressive. And hopefully we can carry that momentum into tonight.
Yeah, I think there are times, especially on Monday night, where we saw this team
really start to get into what would normally be mid-season form and start to click. How important is that to get that down the stretch right now?
Well, we think it's very important to get it. You know, we have, we've had about 3 weeks in a row now where we haven't had 2 days to prepare for any opponent. We seem to, play a game, then a practice, play a game, and a practice. And, so when you're trying to save legs, it's a little tough to, go everything that you want to at practice. We're starting to round into shape a little bit. It's a little slower than what I thought. But the boys are coming to practice every day and working hard and, striving to get there.
Tonight it's Mifflinburg with three players, got in double figures last time around when you played them in early January. Valentine had 22, Young had 15, Griffith with 10. How do you keep those guys out of double figures tonight? You can't just focus on one and let the others go.
No, I mean, this team, has the record they do, because they have multiple players that can score double figures, every night. Not only that, but, the other players who aren't averaging double figures have had games where they've had double figures. So this is a team that, whoever the ball's in their hands has the ability to put it in. And from the three-point line, they have probably one of the higher three-point made baskets of any team that we've played this year. So, they're going to be a handful to defend, but the boys are up for the challenge.
And it's also a team that doesn't like to go too deep off the bench. So offensively, this is an opportunity to really attack.
Yeah, we're hoping to get to the foul line a lot. We definitely think that the first time we got the ball into Davis, the first game, and, things didn't go as well as we'd hoped. But that's still kind of going to be our game plan is, try to get Davis some one-on-one opportunities into the post. And get it into him, and hopefully he'll have some success there. And then when they double down, kick it out to our shooters, and hopefully we're knocking them down tonight.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you later on.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna. College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Starting lineups tonight for the Mifflinburg Wildcats. The Wildcats will come out with Gabriel Yoder, averaging 5 points a game, a 75% free throw shooter for the senior. It'll be Isaiah Valentine, the team leading 22 points a game for the senior, a 91% free throw shooter. Cannon Griffith, 8 points a game, a 53% free throw shooter for the junior. Jacob Young, the senior, 15 points a game, 58% free throw shooter. And Zach Wertman, the sophomore, averaging 3 points a game. For the Shikellamy Braves tonight, it will be John Pfeiffer, the 6'3 guard. Pfeiffer averaging 8 points a game. Braden Long averaging 3 points a game, the 6-foot senior at guard. Mason Dietrich still unavailable tonight, so it'll be Cal Ammerman, a 5'10 senior guard on the starting lineup tonight. And we'll give you the rest of the starting lineups when we return. Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and on the app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Let's head back with the Shikellamy starting lineups tonight in their home white uniforms with maroon trim around the navy blue numerals and the maroon trim around the navy blue lettering as well. It'll be Cale Ammerman, the 5'10 senior, getting the start tonight. Ammerman averaging 4 points a game. He's in for Mason Dietrich, who may be back next week for one of the games. John Pfeiffer, 6'3 junior. Pfeiffer, second leading scorer on the team with 8 points a game. He's also second in the team in rebounds. Braden Long, a 6-foot senior, averaging 3 points a game, leads the team in taking charges with three. Nate Luciano, the 6-foot guard, averaging 6 points a game, leads the team in free throw shooting. Actually, now it does lead the team in active free throw shooting at 61. Leads the team in steals and assists. Steals with 19 and assists with 20. Davis Marshall, the 6'4 senior forward, leads the team in points per game average at 13. Also leads the team in rebounds, points off turnovers, and block shots. So again, it'll be Ammerman, Long, Dietrich, Ammerman, Long, Pfeiffer, Luciano, and Marshall. Yoder, Valentine, Griffith, Young, and Wortman for the Mifflinburg Wildcats.
Nice job there, Captain.
Yeah, after I stumbled a little bit. But, you know, it's kind of all about the recovery.
It is. Once you're down, you get up, you're ready to go again.
You kind of get back up and go again.
Just your hard life, you've been knocked down so many times.
Time and time again. Mifflinburg will be in their dark blue uniforms with white numerals and trim and a Wildcat on the back right above the numeral. The Wildcat logo.
I wonder how long it's going to be until they start not letting us have animals as mascots. You know, would that be something?
That's an on the mark episode right there.
Oh boy, here we go, buddy.
Davis Marshall will be at the center circle, and he is ready to put the ball. They'll put the ball in play there with Yoder. They'll get it up there, and it'll be in control of the Mifflinburg Wildcats. First time the Braves have lost the tip in a while. Mifflinburg on the attack to the right.
Maybe that's a good omen.
Could be. Zach Wortman with the basketball, working around. Young now with it into the far side to Valentine. Valentine guarded by Pfeiffer. No look pass right side for Wortman. Wortman drives in, has to kick it out. Good defense right now by the Braves. A little swinging around and find on the far side Wortman once again. Now Valentine backs up. Valentine, top of the key, three, off the mark. Missed the back, hit the backboard, missed the rim. Rebound underneath by Yoder, travels, and the Braves will get it.
Gabe Yoder got the rebound, but basically somebody grabbed the ball and he took two steps, so you're going to get the goal. That's a very unusual shot for Mr. Valentine. He didn't even hit the rim.
Yeah, that was off the left side.
But that's, you're going to see that all night long. Dribble, penetrate, and if you don't get the shot, kick it out. If you don't have the shot, Give it back to a guy and dribble penetrate again.
Here comes Pfeiffer from the corner, fights his way in, off the backboard and in for two. Shikellamy leads it 2-0.
John with those big strides, once he got to the paint, took another step and had the layup.
Mifflinburg with the basketball, Griffith has it, puts it on the floor, working to the right, now to the left. Into the near corner for Workman, and that pass goes out of bounds off of Shikellamy on the baseline, and Mifflinburg will inbound.
Well, Braden Long got a hand on it. They were trying to get the ball in that time to Jake Young. He was had some, I don't know if he had post up, but he had good position on him, so it's a good job to get that ball to bounds.
Mifflinburg trying to inbound it. Now they finally get it in as Griffith took a long time there to get it to Valentine. Now Marshall working on Valentine. Marshall fouls Valentine on the way in, and that will send Valentine to the line. A 91%
not the kind of matchup that you want, Kevin.
No, I didn't think so.
You got the big guy, Davis Marshall, trying to guard probably one of the fast, quickest players in the central Pennsylvania area. And Isaiah's really good at going to his left, and he went by, and Davis had to foul him.
Valentine at the line, a 91% free throw shooter, drains it as expected. He'll have another opportunity here in a moment to tie it up with 6:36 to go in the first period. He'll spin it off the floor, spin it in his hand, and drop it through the net. All tied at two. Shikellamy now with the basketball as Luciano brings it up.
Well, we'll see if they try to post Davis up inside like they talked about before, Kevin.
Emmerman drew his man out with a fake three, then gave it the long. Here comes Luciano driving in off balance. Thought he got tripped. No whistle.
He did get tripped.
Valentine comes up with a loose ball. He'll bring it back. He'll take the fade away from the foul line in the cylinder and right back out. Marshall with a rebound.
Yeah, nice job. Boxed out Jake Young. Strong rebound for the big guy.
In the corner, Pfeiffer has it, working on Valentine. And now he'll drive in, find Luciano between the circles. Luciano goes far side to Ammerman. Ammerman deep three, just a little long. Pfeiffer chases it down. Finds Marshall at the foul line. Head fake, moves in, puts one up. Can't get it to drop off of the rim.
That's what happened up at Mifflinburg. If you remember, Davis got a lot of shots inside. Just couldn't get anything to go.
It looked good. It just didn't roll in. And there's the feed underneath coming up short with it is Young.
Yeah.
And a big rebound again.
Yeah, Davis didn't give him anything that time, and then he got the rebound after Young missed it.
Marshall looking at a long two, fakes it, now pulls it down with 5:25 to go, all tied at two.
I'd almost be tempted to take that one if I were Davis. There was nobody around him.
Yeah, it was just inside the arc.
And he's a good outside shot, too.
Absolutely is. Has several three-pointers. There's a nice spin move to the left by Long to get open up in the paint, and he'll pick up the two.
Two guys that they need to score. And they've got diverse two baskets. That's John Pfeiffer and Braden Long, both with the dribble penetration and moves for layups.
Workman in the corner now. He'll give it off to
Jake
Young. And Young will get the two to tie it up with under five to go in the first period, all tied at four.
Jacob Young is one of those guys that can play just about any position out there. And don't let him outside. He'll nail that one every time, too.
Marshall with the basketball finds Young, or make that long. Now back to Marshall, puts it up and in.
Nice UCLA cut by Davis coming down the right side. He got the pass from the corner. Nobody could stay with him. He gets the layup.
I've always wondered, if you're at UCLA, do you call it an us cut?
No, it's a UCLA cut.
Okay, just wondering. Here comes Yoder driving in. Can't get any room. Has to go outside to Griffith. Griffith back to Yoder. Long two, in and out, no good. Rebound by Marshall.
It's
another big rebound by Marshall.
It's a John Wooden cut, all right? I'm telling you, that's where it comes from.
Luciano, oh, a big three in front of Valentine from the near wing with about 2 feet outside the arc to give Shikellamy a 9-4 lead at the halfway point of the period.
Well, the Braves have four baskets by four different people. That's a good start, Kevin. Spread the wealth around.
Valentine tries to do the same. That one hits off the back of the iron high, and Marshall goes up for it. And a whistle as...
Well, let's.
You know what? That one might have hit the clock above the basket. I did not see it, but
let's think that maybe Mifflinburg has been a little bit impatient on a couple of their offensive sets.
That
Kevin.
Was a deep three.
Yes.
Now Valentine can hit those.
Oh,
don't get me wrong. Oh, Marshall got in there again, and Ammerman with the feed for two.
He did a
too
nice
easy
drop step from about the 3-point line extended, or the foul line extended, and Cale Ammerman got him the ball on a nice loop. Lob pass, and Davis turns around and gets point number four.
11-4, Shikellamy. Top of the key three by Young. In and out, no good. Another rebound. That's five already for Marshall.
And driving in, Luciano can't get it to drop off the rim, but he'll go to the line for a pair.
The Braves are being very, very aggressive, Kevin, here tonight. They're attacking the basket. That foul is on number 30. That's Jake Young, his first foul.
And that is exactly what Bill Ziegler said to us in the pregame he wanted to see happen. Luciano the line, a 61% free throw shooter. He and Pfeiffer leading the team in active players in shooting from the line. And that one came up short.
See, that's something that the Braves have struggled with all year long, their foul shooting.
56% from the charity
stripe.
You
should be able to stay in a game if you shoot fouls well.
And that one hung on the top of the front of the cylinder after it rattled out and dropped through. So it's 12-4, Shikellamy 3:05 to go in the first.
Nate and Davis with 4 points apiece, Kevin.
Bounce pass in the corner. Now they find Valentine underneath. Valentine guarded by Pfeiffer. Hand in his face. Missed the shot. Marshall with another big rebound.
He's doing a nice job in there fighting off Wortman along with Young. And, you know, right now, Davis is on track to have over 20 rebounds.
He sure is. Here comes Luciano. Finds Long outside the arc. Top of the key, Ammerman. Now to the near wing to Luciano with 2:37 to go. 12-4, Shikellamy up. Pfeiffer now looking inside to Marshall, and a whistle. This one might be on Wortman. And it is.
Zach Wortman is the player that held Jacob Hernandez to below double figures in both games when they played Lewisburg, and he's matched up now with Davis.
Ja'Kari James coming in now for Ammerman. That inbounding will be Luciano underneath the basket. He'll find Marshall. Marshall at the foul line, takes the jumper over his defender, Wortman. No good. Rebound that time by Young.
That one didn't look good from when it was released, Kevin.
Valentine drives in, draws in a crowd. Almost traveled there when he went to pass it there to Griffith, who takes a three. Back iron, no good. Big rebound again by Marshall.
See, he's moving to the ball, Kevin. He's not just standing still. When he sees the board, he goes after it.
Long driving through the baseline, loses the handle on the basketball. Here comes Valentine with it. Valentine over the right side to Griffith. Griffith almost traveled again underneath for Young, and he'll be short but will draw the foul.
Well, Ja'Kari James, who's about a foot shorter than Jacob Young, was in dire straits there, Kevin. He pushed him, which was probably a good foul in this case because Jacob was probably going to make that basket easily.
12-4, a minute 53 to go. Zekman ready to come in for Shikellamy, and at the line now, Jacob Young, averaging 56% from the line. And his shot is short. You know, Zekman now coming in, and he will give Long a breather.
You get to watch these players from other teams, and, you know, we've always watched Isaiah, and we've watched, Jacob Young. They've been outstanding in their entire careers here at Mifflinburg.
Second one is good. And then a timeout by Mifflinburg. So with a 12-5 Shikellamy lead, Mifflinburg takes a timeout with 1:53 to go to try and reset the ship here, and that's listing for Mifflinburg right now.
Well, one of the things that the Braves have to keep in mind now is they have taken high percentage shots. They've tried to get the ball in the paint by dribbling and getting past their man as Mifflinburg plays man to man, and they've been trying to get the ball into Davis down, you know, either down low or giving the ball and letting him make his move. They can't get away from that, Kevin. They've got to stick with it. They cannot get crazy by shooting from the outside or just trying to take hurried shots, and they can stay in the ball game with Mifflinburg, because right now you'll probably agree with me, Mifflinburg's not shooting very
well.
Not
shooting well to start this game. You're absolutely right. No changes for Coach Ralph. Shikellamy will bring the same five out that they did before the timeout. Zekman with a basketball now, puts it on the floor. He will pass it off. They'll send it back inside. It's tipped out of bounds off of Shikellamy. It'll be Shikellamy basketball. That was probably the worst possession we've seen here tonight for Shikellamy.
I don't know if they were trying to get to Davis in the low box.
I think they were.
But Ja'Kari was coming in the other side. But that was really strange. Nate kind of threw that ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that was not a good possession as Valentine forces his way in to draw the foul. That was a good effort by Valentine, but again, he couldn't get the and one.
Well, Nate Lucien is going to pick up the foul, and it was what I would call a soft foul, Kevin. It wasn't a hard foul. So that's Nate's first foul And Isaiah Valentine to the line for the third time.
Yeah, he's 2 for 2, now 3 for 3. Three team fouls from the Braves. And three of the points on the board have come from Valentine and the line. He cuts the lead down to 6 with 1:22 to go. And Valentine will set up again. That one will cut the lead down to 5. All 4 of his points from the charity stripe.
And the only other person to score is Jake Young with his field goal and a foul shot for 3 points.
Marshall works inside, kicks it out. Luciano, deep 3. Got it! Oh, he ripped the cords from downtown.
Well, Nate picks up his second 3 of the quarter. 7 points so far.
15-7, Shikellamy leading it as Griffith now harassed by Luciano. Passes it almost over the head of Young. He makes a great job of, does a great job of getting the save. Valentine now gets the feed inside the paint, working in. Now has to go back outside to Young. Young now to Valentine, and Valentine will reset the offense and a whistle underneath the basket. This one's going to be on Marshall.
Yeah, Davis came over to help that time when Valentine got the ball in the paint, and Isaiah kicked it back out. So he's down there battling with Jake Young, and he picks up his second foul. That's not good. 2 fouls in the first quarter here, and Davis is going to have to sit out.
For the leading rebounder, Long comes into the game now. Griffith inbounding. He has to go almost to the backcourt where he finds Yoder. Yoder now guarded by James. They'll send it inside. Turn around, and on the left side with the left hand is, or with the spin to the left with the left hand is Young.
Jake Young just took Braden Long to the school there. Got the ball in a low post. Just a nice little drop step to the middle. Hooked it in for his 5th point.
16 seconds on the clock. 15-9, and a closely guarded call.
You have to be aware of that, Kevin. When you know, Isaiah, I think it was Isaiah Valentine was on him, or maybe it might have been Gabe Yoder, but anyway, you know, the referee's counting, you know, you got to get it, either stop,
do some
dribble, pass it, or get away from him.
So Valentine now, Mifflinburg will have the last shot with a 6-point deficit. He'll go to the foul line, no look pass, 3-pointer on the way from Yoder, short, and that'll do it for the end of the first period. Shikellamy leads Mifflinburg 15-9 at the end of the first eight on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
8 minutes back on the clock to start the second period. Shikellamy leading Mifflinburg 15-9. And it'll be Wildcat basketball to start this second period of play. I'm going to correct that. It'll be Shikellamy basketball to start this second period of play. I think I just got scolded by the ref for missing that one up.
Mr. Wilt, yeah, he'll do that to you.
Jeez, that's harsh. Shikellamy with the basketball. They'll feed it inside to Pfeiffer. Reverses, puts it up. Can't get it to drop off the back of the rim. Boy, it was a pretty looking shot, though. Valentine comes up with it. They'll go a no-look pass for a 3-pointer to Young, who hits it off the left wing, and that makes it a 3-point game.
You know, you turn around, you miss a layup, a reverse layup, all right, and it was a very acrobatic move by John, and then they could hit a 3.
Luciano, from his favorite spot, misses it on the far wing, rimmed it out. Rebound by Wertman. Here comes Valentine driving back in. Soft touch off the front of the rim and drops in. All of a sudden, a 1-point game with just 45 seconds gone by in the second.
Young and Valentine, the only two players to score for Mifflinburg, but they've scored a lot.
James with the basketball starts in. He'll dish it off on the baseline, and Zekman can't come up with a shot. Coming up with a rebound once again is Young. You can see they're right now missing Davis Marshall inside. And there's Valentine with a 2 and a timeout as Mifflinburg takes the first lead of the game with 6:51 to go here in the half, 16-15.
Well, Kevin, deja vu from Thursday night or Wednesday night up at Danville. Shikellamy came out and surprised Danville by going ahead in the first quarter. And we made a comment about how Danville just picked up the pace,
yep,
changed the pace of the game, started scoring off a transition, and that's what Mifflinburg has done as they've gone on a 7-0 run here in the second quarter, and the Braves have not scored. And, you know, a missed layup, a missed three, and a missed jumper from the corner, short corner, Mifflinburg hasn't missed.
And the leading rebounder in the game, Davis Marshall, is back in for Shikellamy with two fouls.
You bring him in, and hopefully he doesn't pick up foul number three here.
Mifflinburg has not made a change.
Yeah, they did. They just brought 23 in. Lane Yoder just came in.
Until now.
I just thought I'd help you out with that.
I appreciate that.
He kind of snuck in amongst the cheerleaders there and came into the game. So.
and same color hair as Griffith, too. Maybe a little bit darker. Luciano make that along with the basketball. Sends it in to Marshall. Marshall working. Turnaround jumper short. Tipped around, and the Braves come up with that one somehow. Boy, there were a lot of blue shirts under the basket.
They did a nice job of keeping the ball alive underneath. It came out, and Davis Marshall picked it up.
Hammerman swings it around along in the far wing with 6:22 to go. No-look pass underneath to Marshall. Marshall puts it on the floor and then puts it up and in.
Well,
17-16, Shikellamy.
Davis with a nice pass from Long, and he's making those shots, Kevin. He hasn't missed many from in there.
Valentine drives in. Then sends it outside to Griffith for three, and Mifflinburg now with a two-point lead. Well, Mifflinburg's starting to feel the shot outside, and that's what you don't want to happen with this team.
They're a very good outside shooting team, and it really helps when you got a kid like as Valentine that dribble penetrates and gets you open.
Boy, Long did a nice job of driving in, stopping, backing up. He just didn't get it to drop, and here comes Valentine, and Pfeiffer will just tie him up on the floor to avoid an easy two.
Kevin, I don't think there's anybody that can stop Isaiah Valentine.
I really don't. Right.
I think he's one of those kids that no matter who guards him, he's going to get his points.
Wertman coming in for Yoder now, Lane Yoder. And now Griffith will come in and inbound for the corner three. In and out, no good by Valentine. Mifflinburg rebound. Valentine gets it again. Good drives in with a left hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound now, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer drives in himself, left hand short. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Marshall. Top of the key, three, gone. 2019, Shikellamy leading it with 5:15 to go in the half.
Davis is another one of those guys that can play about anywhere. That's his ninth point, Kevin, in this half.
Sneaky from that three-point line. Inside, they'll feed it in to Young. Young shot, no good. Luciano with a block on number 24, Griffith.
Griffith beat him to the rebound, but then Luciano hustled over and blocked the shot. Looked like Griffith was going to get a short two there.
Third block for the guard this year. He sends it in to Marshall. Marshall off the window and in. 22-19. Davis Marshall having a game.
He's playing well without the ball. He's moving to the open spot. Another cut down the right side. Great pass from the outside. Picks up number 11.
Valentine, wing three, no good. Rebound Long. Long out to Marshall. Marshall with a two-on-two. Marshall will go up, and he'll almost get it to go in, but he can't quite get it to drop. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
I'm going to be critical. He faded away.
He goes
into Valentine, and he might make the shot.
He gets the foul anyway,
and then
has a chance for the shot.
But I'm not going to be too critical. I mean, he's got 11 points. Now he's got a chance to get his 12th and 13th. See how the foul shots go.
58% free throw shooter on the year. Good. 23-19 as Shikellamy will make some changes. James coming back in, and also checking in will
Cam
be the
Leonard.
Freshman Leonard.
Cam had a really good JV game, Kevin,
as the
Braves knocked off the Mifflinburg JVs 54-42.
And Zekman coming in for the shooter.
Yeah, he's going to come in for Davis.
You know, Leonard has played some good minutes for the varsity, too, the last couple of weeks.
He had 5 points up at Jersey Shore, and then he stopped shooting, Kev.
Second one by Marshall. Rattles around, all hits every part of the rim and a little bit of the backboard before dropping in.
Well, that's 13. For the big guy.
After Mifflinburg gaining the lead twice, now Braves have a 5-point lead. 4:23 to go here in the half at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. Valentine left side, runs right by Pfeiffer, comes up short, draws the foul. This one might be on James. He was in that vicinity.
I think it's on Pfeiffer.
It's on James.
21. Jakari picks up his second.
That's going to send Valentine to the line, who has been the perfecto from the line tonight. 4 for 4. He has as many points from the line as he does from the floor right now.
He goes through the line a lot, Kevin.
He does.
It's just his style of play on offense.
Well, he drives the lane. He drives in there. He dribble penetrates a lot. Yeah. Luciano Marshall coming back in. Mifflinburg bringing in Regal
and 23
and Yoder.
Again. Yoder. You can't have a Mifflinburg basketball team without a Yoder.
Well, there's two on the court right now. Actually, no. Gabe's out. Sorry about that. It's just Lane. And they're remaining perfect from the line as Valentine makes it a three-point lead with 4:10 to go here in the half.
You got to appreciate the athleticism of that young man. He has 10 points right now, Kev.
Leonard with the basketball now to James out front. And Leonard will put the ball on the floor, drive in, and he'll be fouled on the way in.
Now, you would think that if I were watching Cam Leonard play the JV game, that he's going to dribble down the left side, that you'd try to do. He just went in there and nobody went with him until he got to the point of shooting the ball, and then he got fouled by 23. Lane Yoder.
Lane Yoder picks up his first team's fourth. Shikalimi, by the way, with 6 team fouls. And Leonard will be short.
He might have rushed that one, Kevin.
Yeah, that looked a little bit early on the release as Zekman comes in now for Marshall as they try and keep him with two fouls now.
They'll put him on offense and take him out for defense.
Situational substitution. Yeah, that was a much better shot by Leonard.
Cam only a freshman, remember.
25-21. Valentine with it. He drives in, and James will pick up the foul again.
Jakari's got to remember that he can't go fake, because he's going to go by him.
Yep.
And that's one-and-one situation.
It is a one-and-one now for Valentine, who is 6 for 6.
6 for 6. This is a one-and-one.
And Valentine ready to bend the knees, and is good.
Do you think we should just do like automatic with him when you walk somebody in the batter? When he goes to the line, just take your 2 points.
Here's four. Yeah. Four. Give him four.
Two. He'll miss this one, Kevin, because we just jinxed him, right?
In this case, the coach would hold up 2 instead of 4 fingers. And what are we?
Well, they were trying.
Oh, there's another player
to get
coming
a
in.
Sub
okay.
in there, you know, so.
Yeah, that'll be Wertman coming in now for Lane Yoder.
That messes up Isaiah. You know,
his rhythm is all off now. Although I really don't think it's going to bother him too much. And it doesn't.
Nope. He is 8 for 8 from the line, Kevin.
2-point game now, 25-23, 3:44 to go here in the half. Shikalimi needing a bucket here in this possession, and stealing that one is Wertman. Wertman stops. Marshall all over him. He goes right over top and puts it in to tie it at 25.
Well, Zach Wertman overplayed Davis at the high post. Good job by Wertman on defense there. He got the interception and took it down and scored.
Marshall inside now, spins, skyhook, in and out, no good. Rebound by Young. Young now finds Valentine. Valentine starts in. Runs out of real estate. 3-pointer on the way for Jacob Young. That one high off the mark, no good. Luciano got clobbered, and he got the rebound. And that will be a foul on Rigel.
Number 13, Tyler Regal.
Regal, rather, sorry.
You're not from around here, are
well,
you?
Well,
yeah, you were only... you got to watch those people born up in Orangeville.
Yeah, that's Columbia County.
They just don't understand the Northumberland County names and Union County.
2-point shot by Luciano comes up short, all tied at 25. And James and Luciano get that one back. There's a spin to the inside from Long, off the window and in.
Well, Braden's 2 for 3 from in there, Kevin. He's got 4 points now.
27-25, 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the half. Valentine now working in, runs out of real estate. Oh, what a beautiful pass between two defenders. Finds Wertman, lays it up and into tie at 27.
Everybody's concentrating on Isaiah Valentine. Wertman comes in from the foul line, extended on the left, makes the cut and gets the pass and scores. He's got 4.
That was a really nice pass.
Yes.
Over to the left side, Pfeiffer now on the wing. Guarded by Valentine. That's been an interesting matchup on both sides of the ball. Now Marshall will give it off to Luciano. Takes a three from the wing. Bang! Rattled it home. 30-27. That's two from that spot. Actually, three now from that spot.
Well, he had one over
Luciano.
Here, Kevin. He was on the
well, it was the near wing.
Yeah, but he's got 10 points.
There's Valentine driving in and takes one off the square and in to make it a one-point Chickalamy lead with a minute 45 to go.
You know, we can't stop him. We can only hope to contain him. We're not even containing
him. I was going to say contain would be a loose term right now. Luciano with a basketball. He'll find Pfeiffer with a minute 35. Pfeiffer really has not had many good looks with Valentine defensively. He's working in now to the inside. He'll kick it back out the long for three. Just missed that one. Valentine high above the rest for the rebound.
And the only person he rebounded was Davis Marshall.
Valentine drives in. They wave the shot off on the floor, and I think Long is going to get charged
Brady's
with this one.
Brady's going to get called for a reach. That'll be his first, but that's a one-and-one again, Kevin.
It is indeed with team foul number eight, as Zekman will come in now for Davis Marshall with a minute 17 to go and a Chickalamy one-point lead.
Hey, who's on the line, Kevin?
Oh, the man who's been on the line now for eight shots, soon to be nine.
He's got, this is a one-and-one.
And good. I mean, none of these have even been close to being questionable.
They're not even close to the rim.
It's
they're
just going... swish, swish, swish. Matter of fact, the one I don't even think moved the net.
Come on.
Here comes number 10.
10 for 10 from the foul line. 16 points on the half.
That's
Kevin.
An unbelievable. I mean, they're doing a great job on the floor, but with Valentine. But from the line, he's just devastating. Luciano's shot no good. Change underneath with the rebound. He's going to drive into traffic from the far elbow. Zekman no good. Pfeiffer can't reach over top of Young to get it. Young will give it out to Valentine with under a minute. Three-pointer near wing, in and out, no good. There's Zekman with a rebound. Now to James. James loses it. He's in trouble. Did the Braves get a timeout? Yes, they did get the timeout in time.
Jakari sometimes is a little too fast for his own feet.
he's a little too fast for his sneakers.
That's not to be critical. But
no.
I mean, Jakari has saved offensive rebounds twice in this second quarter just with his ability to get in there quickly and raise havoc.
I've said it so many times. I set it up at Jersey Shore. He plays 100 miles an hour, and if he could catch up with the speed of his body, he would be unstoppable.
Or if he were 6'5 and was that fast.
Well, that's also true. But, you know, he's one of those guys that just plays basketball for the fun of playing it. He's in the gym all the time. Bill Ziegler said that's one of the things he loves about him. He is always around the gym, always playing the game.
And this is the first time Jakari's been in the program as a senior. I think he moved into the district.
31-30, Mifflinburg with a one-point lead, and the Braves will inbound with 46 seconds to go. They have switched leads off and on here in this second period. Luciano underneath now to Marshall. Marshall spins to the inside, blocked by Valentine, and Valentine will get a whistle, and he can't believe it.
I can.
And neither can Coach Roop. There's a stare down underneath that mask going on.
There were three people guarding Davis when he made that initial move, and he got him up in the air and came up and under. And that's Valentine's second foul.
He actually, he spun to the inside, Davis did, and that one rattles in and out.
Got to make him.
He spun to the inside.
Well, then he came up and under.
And came up and under very well. Zekman ready to come in for the shooter. Six-team foul on Mifflinburg as Marshall is ready to go and will try and tie it. And he can't do it. Tip out into Valentine's hand with 30 seconds to go, so Marshall's going to have to stay in. One-point Mifflinburg lead. We'll see if Mifflinburg can play for the last shot. Well, it looks like they will.
We'll do what they did, spread out and let Isaiah have the ball and let him decide what he wants to do.
And he'll come to the near side with 12 seconds. He'll probably start the offense now with 9.
He likes to go left, Kevin.
He goes left indeed. Goes into the corner now. Finds Griffith. Three-pointer off balance. No good. Put back there by Young. No good. Loose ball picked up by the Braves. Fired from a three-quarter court shot from Pfeiffer. And Mifflinburg will hang on for a 31-30 lead at the half. A dandy here at the Phil Walkoff Gymnasium. You're listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any newer used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at blazealexanderford.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the heat and glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's heat and glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Halftime of the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Braves led it 15-9 at the end of the first period. Mifflinburg fired in 22 to the Braves 15. And now lead it 31-30, although they just changed the scoreboard to 31-31. And I don't know if maybe the official scorebook might have had a change. We'll keep an eye on that because it was 31-30 Mifflinburg when we went into half. But right now it's listed as 31-31 on the book on the board, and the Chief's going to get his abacus out and do a quick list.
I have 15.
I have 15 and 15
in each of the quarters.
So we'll keep an eye on that here at the half. But Marshall with a great first half, both offensively and defensively, on his way to a double-double. The problem though is he struggled from the line again tonight. And he's had some opportunities from the line, just hasn't been able to convert.
Well, he's 50%. Well, you know, looking at what's going on with Mifflinburg, I mean, Isaiah Valentine's 10 for 10 from the line with 16 points altogether, and Jacob Young has 8. They are 11 of 12 from the line tonight, and they're shooting 92%. The Braves are 4 of 8 for 50%. So here's something that's a little different, too. Mifflinburg has 2 threes. And Shikellamy has 4.
So yeah, that's unusual.
Should I go find out what happened?
Yeah, I think we will. We'll take a pause for 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
So we're checking in on the score again. The scoreboard now going 31-31 from the official book. We had it 31-30 at the end of the period, but we'll find out what that's all about for you here in just a few seconds as the Chief goes over to the scores table. But again, Braves coming in shooting 56% from the free throw line and struggling a little bit tonight. But Mifflinburg just lights out right now. And Isaiah Valentine, of his 16 points, 10 of them came from 10 free throws at the line. He's 10 for 10, including 3 shots from the floor. The big difference is he has not been able, as Chief said, to hit that three-pointer tonight. that has been so deadly. Griffith with a three-pointer tonight, Young with a three-pointer, but the Braves have three from Nate Luciano, two from the far wing, one from the near wing. So we'll find out exactly what the score is right now. It's either 31-31 or 31-30, as the scoreboard now says. The Chief may have actually just been the official scorebook here a few moments ago. We'll come up and talk about it when we return on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
One thing that I have said, I don't know, maybe 100 times in 23 years, don't argue with the Chief when it comes to numbers and mathematics. And he had the official book. It is 31-30, Mifflinburg leading Shikellamy. Here at the half, Davis Marshall leading the way for the Shikellamy Braves with 13. And as we said, Nate Luciano with the three threes and one from the line for 10. Isaiah Valentine with 16, 10 of those coming from the line. And Jacob Young with 8, including a three-pointer.
Well, Kevin, they had Davis, and it wasn't the scorer's fault over there. One of the coaches came up and said that Davis made the first of those two foul shots. He missed both of them. And I'm surprised that the Mifflinburg scorekeeper didn't say something. Well, he did say something, but since the home book is the
official,
official book, they went with that. And the official book did have him missing too, but somebody said that he made the first one on the Braves staff, and that's why they added one. And I said, no, he missed both of them. And everybody said, yeah, you're right, they did. And even Davis's dad, Ron, who was here with us, said, yeah, he missed both of them. Now, if the Braves lose by 1 point,
you may need an escort.
I'll be excommunicated.
You may need an escort out of the building.
Yeah.
31-30, Mifflinburg leading Shikellamy here in the fieldhouse tonight. But the Braves very consistent in the first two periods.
Yes, they are.
Gave up a lot of points in the second period, but offensively, 15-15, that's the plus. They have been able to keep the offense going. Now we'll see what happens in the third period, because that's been a trouble spot for
them. Kept scoring. That's the thing. That, you know, when Danville went on their runs, they didn't score. Shikellamy did. And, you know, let's face it, Davis Marshall had a great second quarter, you know, as he had 9 points. And that means a lot.
He's got to be close to a double-double already.
Well, I'm sure he has. I'm sure he has 10 rebounds. I mean, he has to. I think he had 5 or 6 defensive boards.
Yeah.
In the first.
Now he has 2 fouls. He's really the only one in foul trouble for the Braves. James off the bench.
Sorry,
with two.
James.
Yeah.
John Pfeiffer, Braden Long, each have 1.
Now Valentine has 2, so they don't want him to pick up that third foul early in this game.
He won't. He's a smart player.
You're right.
And he's those quicker guys have a way of avoiding or not letting the officials see their fouls.
That sounds like sour grapes to me.
Yes, it is. It is sour grapes.
I thought so. 31-30. Shikellamy, this way? Yeah, okay. All right.
You know what? I've known Greg Wild a long time, and he hasn't changed over the years from coach to official, all right?
Oh.
He had a successful career in Milton Boys, and then he took the girls, and he always destroyed Shikellamy. That's all I can say. All right? And I was coaching, too, so.
I say that because McDermott
Yeah.
So it'll be Mifflinburg ball attacking the basket to our left as we start things off here tonight, just so I don't get a technical foul here in the second half for giving you the wrong information.
He's lucky we changed the score back, or he'd have something. A problem
the real problem was Wilt was thinking, mate, did I get this wrong when he heard me say that? That's what he was thinking. Mifflinburg now will get the ball to start the second half, and they will attack the basket to our left. It'll be
just crucial couple of minutes.
You bet. Valentine with a scoop shot, overshot the basket, and then Young with a rebound. Or Long with a rebound, rather. Long, now to Pfeiffer, almost traveled as he slid his foot. Luciano, Marshall, Long, Pfeiffer, and Ammerman for Shikellamy. It'll be Yoder, Valentine, Griffith, Young, and Wertman for Mifflinburg. Luciano underneath, finds Marshall. They can't get the bunny to drop underneath the basket.
That was a big, big miss, Kevin.
Sure was. Top of the key, looking for a three. Now dishing it off, Young. Valentine gets it back, fires it up, no good. Chasing it down and doing a nice job of that is Young. Valentine on the far wing. He'll come to the baseline. Dish it off. No one saw Wertman sneak in behind Marshall when he had to come out to guard Valentine.
Well, Zach Wertman moves well without the ball for a big guy, and he picks up point number six off the assist from Valentine.
Marshall with a turnaround to the inside, fakes a shot to the in, to now moves to the baseline, missed the shot.
Fading away. You know, it's just harder to make that shot when you're fading away instead of going into the basket.
33-30. This is a big possession. Valentine with a basketball. Now inside the paint. Almost traveled with it. Dished it off at the last second to Young. Young missed a shot. Loose ball and a whistle.
Is it on 3 or 42?
I could go either way.
It's on 42.
It's on 42, and that's going to be Wertman.
It's a Zach Wertman's second foul.
And that'll be Shikellamy ball now and the first team foul on Mifflinburg.
Cale Ehrman with a nice rebound. Brought the ball down, but he's trying to get it out of there, and he got fouled. So the Mifflinburg picks up the first foul of the second half.
33-30, 6:24 to go here in the third. Shikellamy with a basketball. Over to the right side, Pfeiffer. Top of the key, Luciano. He's had the hot hand from outside. He's guarded there by Gabe Yoder. Now Long has it. Back out to Ammerman. Ammerman fakes a three, guarded by Griffith. Now with 6:05 to go, it's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now starts into the baseline. And whistle for
offensive foul.
Offensive? Yeah. Okay, I didn't see the hand behind the head, but that's what it is.
It's going to be offensive foul on John.
It's on Pfeiffer.
Yeah, he pushed off. Of course, it was a great acting job by Valentine, but it was a push-off.
Well, it's almost Oscar season.
The Braves needed to get a bucket there, Kevin. They're going almost 3 minutes without a score here in the third quarter.
It is a three-point Mifflinburg lead. The feed underneath, and that's the thing that's been helping Shikellamy. As they feed to Wertman and Wertman loses it off his hand, they've been only able to come up with 2 points themselves in this period.
Well, Zach didn't have his hands up, and, you know, when Valentine's dribbling and penetrating like that, you got to be ready for the ball, and by the time he got his hands off, the ball was by him, and it went out of bounds.
Now you're getting into danger zone for Shikellamy. They need a basket right here at the 5:30 mark of the third period.
They've had two excellent looks, Kevin.
Sure have. Pfeiffer on the near wing. Puts it on the floor. We'll back up. Into the near corner, Long. Underneath now, Marshall spins to the inside. That one rolled right around the back of the rim and right off.
That's 0-for-3 from within a foot, Kevin.
And there's the feed inside. They'll kick it back now to Wertman, who gets the bucket.
He doesn't miss because he squares his shoulders and he shoots the ball.
And this is a good timeout by Bill Ziegler on a 4-0 run, and the Braves have been scoreless in the last 3-plus minutes dating back to the second period. Actually, it would actually go almost four minutes dating back to the second period.
Get your shoulders parallel to the backboard and don't fall backwards. That's been a big problem. You know, right now Zach Wertman has those two buckets for Mifflinburg. They're not exactly shooting the eyes out, but the Braves have missed three inside, and
three inside that Wertman has been getting inside.
Yes, exactly. Well, hopefully that, and right now both coaches talking to Davis about, you know, what you need to do.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, or Monday night, rather, we're going to be back on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel for Southern Columbia Shikellamy from here in the field house, weather permitting. Again, we'll have that on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Go to WKOK.com and click on the link on the right-hand side of the page. 5 minutes to go, third period. Braves looking for their first points of the period. Long with it now, goes to Luciano near wing. Three, just a bit long out of the rafters. Big rebound by Jake Young. Griffith with the basketball, works on Luciano. Luciano got a hand on that one. Long gets the rebound, back to Luciano. Luciano passes near side Ammerman. Ammerman thought about a three, pushes it off down to Long. Long to Ammerman, deep three in the corner, overshot everything. Valentine with a rebound, 4:22 to go, third period, 35-30 Mifflinburg.
Right now, the Braves in a bad, bad drought.
It is now a five-minute drought, and that one is just going to get saved by Young. And a steal by Ammerman, one-on-one. Ammerman stops, off the window, too short. Gets the rebound, loses it out of bounds, and it goes off of Yoder.
Kevin, that's like five shots inside a foot that the Braves have missed. You got to.
You're not going to get a better look than that. One he just released on the way down and not at the apex.
You just got to continue. You don't jump stop on that.
Three-pointer Ammerman, nope, he's going to pull it down. Now goes the long top of the key. Under four to go. Shikalami down by five. Long in the far corner, still looking for their first points of the period. Underneath, Marshall. Marshall goes up, missed the shot. Rebound once again by Young. Here comes Valentine, and he will actually get a whistle
technical
for
foul.
A technical foul.
On Davis Marshall.
That will be number three.
He was shooting off to the official after that last shot.
Can't
he just
do that.
Kept doing it down the court. This could be the straw.
Well,
that breaks the Braves camel's back, I'm telling you.
Especially with Valentine, who's 10 for 10 from the line right now. 5-point lead. Now goes to six. That was the worst looking shot of the bunch, and that one just hit the front of the rim and rolled over.
But it went in, Kevin.
That's my point. 3:37, and the Braves have not scored in this period.
You know, you'd say if you were holding Mifflinburg to 6 points here in the third quarter, you'd say, wow, you're doing good.
Yeah, seven now.
No, but here we – no, that's six. That's it.
No, you're right, six.
Because I was anticipating him making the second shot. And now Mifflinburg gets the ball again.
He's 12 for 12 from the line.
This could be a 4 or 5 point swing here.
Absolutely right.
In Mifflinburg's favor.
Griffith with the basketball. Underneath down to Valentine. Guarded there by Long and by Pfeiffer. And a three-pointer adds to the lead. Jacob Young from the near corner. And now it's a 10-point lead. 9 unanswered for Mifflinburg. Here comes Luciano driving into the left side. Can't get it to drop, but he'll go to the line to shoot two.
That would have been nice if Nate could have made that. He left hand coming from the right side to the left low box and got the left hand up there, got fouled, and it just rolled off the side of the rim.
Lane Yoder ready to check in.
Well, Wertman picks up foul number three.
That might be who he's coming in for.
I would think so.
Luciano with a silent gym. Misses. Nate. Braves now down almost 8 minutes without, or make that 6 minutes without a bucket.
Nate was 1 for 2 before that missed shot.
And he will set up again. That one is good. So the Braves finally get on the board with 3:12 remaining. Almost 6 minutes of basketball without a bucket. And that one, I thought, went off the foot of Yoder, but it rolls out of bounds. Everybody kind of froze.
It did go off the foot of Yoder. Yoder couldn't believe that it went off his foot, but it did.
And that went off James went off of his shin with good defense there by Griffith.
You know, these are things that coaches, you know, you feel so helpless when things like that happen. Nobody's on number zero for, that would be Yoder.
Well, Braves came out and attacked a half-court defense. That was a beautiful skyhook by Griffith. 42-31, the largest lead of the night is 11. Luciano with the basketball. At the foul line to Pfeiffer, and now along in the far corner, attacking the basket to our right. Here comes James. Pfeiffer near wing three. Got it! That's a big one. 42-34 as the lead tightens a little bit.
You know, John's been strapped with having Isaiah Valentine guard him all night long. That time Valentine left him alone and he drained a three.
Valentine now drawing a double team, goes underneath. He finds Yoder. Yoder has it tipped, and it'll be off of Mifflinburg. Chickalamy basketball, 2:10 to go, trailing at 42-34.
Well, you get a bucket here, Kevin. You get it down to six.
It's so an all-new day.
Yes, it is. You got a whole quarter to play.
Yep, sir. Ten more minutes of basketball.
Get through this nightmare, the third quarter, and you got a chance.
I don't know what it is about the third quarter at Chickalamy basketball the last couple of years, but Sekman drives in, and a foul coming on Griffith, yeah. And that will be team foul number three on Mifflinburg.
It's going to pick up Cannon's going to pick up a reach foul there. Nice little pick and roll play by Luciano and Zekman.
That two sisters played very well for Mifflinburg on the girls' side.
Pretty good. His mom was a good coach.
Mother was
too.
A good coach too. Oh boy, I'll tell you what. Pfeiffer thought he had that one. It looked good, but it was long from the near wing that time. Had a really good look though. Yoder with a basketball. Now they feed it inside to Young. Young lost it. Valentine had to chase it down about half court. He'll be on the near wing guarded by Pfeiffer with a minute 34 to go. He's going to start in. He drives in. Pfeiffer does a good job of keeping him out of there. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses it. Long with a rebound. Now here comes Luciano. Luciano drives in. Off the window. Can't get it to go, but we'll go to the line. This one, I believe, is going to be on Gabe Yoder.
Yes, it is.
His first, team's fourth. And now Luciano has been 2 of 4 from the line, making the second one both opportunities.
Well, Nate did a nice move there. I thought he was going to go completely left, but he crossed over and came back to the right side.
First one up and short. Boy, that one, he was almost falling back when he shot that one. It's that first shot has really been throwing him off tonight.
And Braves, again, their foul shooting has not been good.
Second one is good, as it has been all night. Second one good, first one no good for Luciano. 42-35, 7-point lead. Near side, three-pointer Yoder, overshot everything. James with the rebound with a loose ball. Outlet to Long. Long with a two-on-one. Finds Zekman. Zekman has his shot blocked by Griffith, and a whistle underneath.
He stepped out
of bounds.
Yeah. Zekman stepped out of bounds. The ball came down and hit him. Wow.
Long out, Leonard in.
Stop
for the Braves.
Stop and think about all the inside shots.
That's at least six in this period.
And they're down 6 points.
1 minute remaining, 42-35. Chickalamy now extending the defense to half court. Right side, three-pointer Yoder, no good. Rebound by Valentine, way too easy outside the paint.
Well, everybody was inside. It was a long rebound, and Isaiah happened to be at the right place.
Better be lucky than good sometimes. Is that what
well,
you're saying? He's both right now,
yeah,
though.
He doesn't need any luck, Kevin.
Griffith now bounce pass right side. Finds Yoder. Yoder drives in. Now the pass off to Young, and Young gets it to drop.
Jacob Young does not miss, Kevin.
No, he does not. That one from about 12.
13 for him tonight. You give him an open shot, he's going to make it.
22 seconds remaining. 44-35, Mifflinburg. Braves have to weather the storm here. Leonard with the basketball now goes to Luciano with 9. Luciano on the circle, guarded by Yoder. Luciano drives in, finds Leonard, baseline move, and he will go to the line as he is forehead slapped by Gabe Yoder.
You know, what Cam does so well is he goes to the bucket, and, you know, he's going to get a chance here to go to the line. That's on Gabe Yoder. That's his second foul.
But more importantly, it's team foul number 5 for Mifflinburg. Two more, and the Braves are shooting, but they have really struggled from the line. And again, Leonard looked like he might have pushed that one on a little early.
Well, this will be the 14th shot for the Braves from the line.
Makes the second. 44-46.
They're shooting 50%.
There's going to be a three-quarter court shot that is waved off anyway. So at the end of three, it is Mifflinburg 44, Chickalamy 36. This is Chickalamy basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Final 8 minutes on the scoreboard and an 8-point Mifflinburg lead after the Braves were outscored 13-6, but it looked a lot worse than that.
Well, Kevin, you know, we hold Mifflinburg to 13 points. You'd think success. Well, they held Chickalimmie to 6. Success for the Mifflinburg Wildcats.
Chickalimmie will get the ball to start this period and have a chance to just peck away at that lead right now of 8. Luciano with it. Goes left side to Leonard. Near wing to James in the corner. Luciano passes, tipped inside. Marshall does a nice job of tipping it, but guess who chases it down? Valentine.
That's that lob pass. Sometimes the bounce pass, entrance pass into the that guy's going to help you a lot more.
Valentine drives the lane. Pfeiffer holds ground, comes up short, lets it roll out of bounds. Chickalimmie basketball.
You know, Isaiah only has 3 field goals, Kevin, tonight.
But what is he, 12 for 12 from the line?
Yeah, he's got 18 points, but, you know, he hasn't made a lot of shots from the field.
That is an unbelievable way to make 18 points, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know if that's the hard way or not, but it seems a lot harder.
I don't think it's hard for Isaiah.
It's probably true. James with the basketball now drives in from the foul line, passes it out to Pfeiffer on the far wing. Attacking the basket to our right, long ready to check in at the next stoppage. Here comes Luciano, finds Marshall. Marshall with an offensive foul.
Yeah.
Dropped the shoulder into Wertmann, and Wertmann picks up the charge call. Wertmann, who's already wearing a nose guard, almost took a shoulder into that nose guard. And now they're talking it out a little bit.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, I mean, you know, in a good way, not in a bad way. I mean, they're both kind of having a little bit of a chuckle about it right now as they're looking, as they were talking to each other.
The people up here behind me aren't chuckling.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that one, but.
Davis has 4 fouls now, Kevin.
It is foul number 4. That's the other important number to note. Top of the key now to Griffith. Griffith goes over now to Young. Young back over now to Yoder on the far side. Gabe Yoder guarded by Luciano. Valentine feeds inside to him and lays it up and in.
That ball actually went right by Davis Marshall, and he reached for it, and he didn't get it, and Valentine continued down the lane, picked it up, and made an easy layup.
46-36. Chickalimmie down 10 now to Mifflinburg. Inside Marshall. Marshall short but fouled by Wertmann, and that is number 4 on Wertmann.
Yes.
So both guys inside right now struggling with 4 fouls. And that will send Marshall to the line, who has struggled from the line, but basically the entire Braves team has struggled from the line.
The entire team is 50%. Every shooter is 50%.
Wow.
From the line.
First one on the way, in and out, no good.
So, if statistics and probability work together,
they have been better on the second shot than on the first.
You would say that Davis will make this one.
Yes. Typically, the Braves have been better tonight on the second shot than the first. And the second one is on the way. That one no good as well. Tipped around and brought down by Gabe Yoder. Still a 10-point Mifflinburg lead with 6:20 remaining in the game. Loads of time for the Braves to pick up a big win that would be a big help in the tournament upcoming for District 6 and 4. Between the circles, Wertmann gives it off now to Griffith.
They're going to run a little time off the clock here. I'm almost positive on that, Kevin.
That pass tipped, but then Valentine chases it down with 5:50 to go. And that one off the fingers of Griffith. I think it was tipped by Chickalimmie in the process, and he might have gotten a freebie there. It wasn't?
He just threw it out of bounds.
He just aired out.
Andre Ropes looking at his star player and saying,
well, that's why I thought it had to be tipped, because I haven't seen him make a mistake like that all game.
No, he it was one of you're allowed to make a mistake if you're that good, Kevin.
I was giving him a compliment. I'll be honest with you. Top of the key three, Pfeiffer. Nothing. Missed the right side. Barely hit the backboard.
The Braves have one field goal in the second half, and that was a three by Pfeiffer in the third quarter.
Valentine with the basketball now. Cleared. Top of the key three. Bang. That one was wide, wide open.
23 points for Isaiah.
An NCAA length three and a timeout by Bill Ziegler with 5:09 to go. No, wait a minute. There is no timeout. There is no timeout. They thought Coach Ziegler called a timeout, but he was checking something with the scorer's table. So we will resume play at the half court, 49-36. Mifflinburg leading it by 13, 5:09 to go in the period and in the game. This is a huge possession right now. This could be the game right here at the five-minute mark, really. Marshall underneath, spins to the inside, and a foul.
Is that on Young?
No. Valentine. No. Is it Valentine?
No,
yeah, Valentine.
Valentine. That's number three.
Now it's a one-and-one situation if he was not in the act of shooting. It is going to be a one-and-one.
Well, if he's shooting 50%, he should make both of these.
He'll have an opportunity for the first one, and that one will hit everything, the backboard, and roll in. Ammerman now coming into the game. He will check in for Leonard. And this one will make it an 11-point game with under five to go. Marshall now to the line. And that one up and in. Much nicer.
Am I a sage or am I a sage, all right?
I was going to go Oracle, but it is an 11-point game. Braves extend the defense now. They'll pass it to Griffith on the near wing. Braves attacking with a 1-2-2. And that one almost went out of bounds. Wertmann was lucky. And Wertmann tied up and a foul.
That's going to be on Braden along, I believe, yes. And that's going to be Braden second.
Team foul number four. Actually, they're listing that as his third.
Well, that's very possible. No, that's they called it on John Pfeiffer. That's
oh,
why.
That's why.
I thought they called it on Braden.
And there's the inbound with 4:30 remaining and an 11-point Mifflinburg lead. Yoder with the basketball. Bounces it now to Wertmann. Top of the key, Valentine with it with 4:20 to go, guarded by Pfeiffer. Valentine starts in, draws a huge crowd. And they'll swing it around to the far corner, or far wing. Now back to Valentine, driving in the paint. Back iron, no. Tip around, Marshall comes down with it. Marshall outlet now to Luciano. Mifflinburg back on defense. Luciano will go to the baseline, lose it out of bounds.
Wow. Those are the types of situations... you know, they had no advantage, all right? It was like one on four. So you kind of wait until everybody gets down to set your offense up.
Braves joining, extending a 2-2-1 press now. Valentine gets it, runs the far sideline. He goes to the baseline now, inside the paint, dishes it out to Yoder. Gabe Yoder now sends it back inside. Now Valentine will reset the offense. Gabe Yoder with it, drives in, jump stop, kicks it back out now to Wertmann on the far wing. Valentine will get it back with 3:30 to go. Mifflinburg doing a nice job of eating some clock here. Valentine with a hand in his face, can't get it to go. Put back, though, by Young is good, and a timeout by Mifflinburg.
Well, Jake Young had 8 points in the first half. That's his seventh in the second half. Gives him 15 for the evening. Kevin, basically there's two people scoring for Mifflinburg. It's either Jake Young or Isaiah Valentine.
Well, and again, you know, Valentine with only three shots that have gone in from the floor tonight.
No, I'm sorry. There we go. Let's.
Oh, we're in work? The wrong side. Okay, that's better.
Yeah, he has five buckets from
the floor. He only has five shots that have landed from the floor tonight.
One's a three. Yeah, you're right. Good call. I was getting Gabe Yoder as the last two baskets that.
Well, I'm sure Gabe appreciated that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would too, but it wouldn't be true.
3:22 to go here in the game, 51-38. Mifflinburg with their largest lead of the night now at 13.
Kevin.
look at this. One bucket in the second
half. One bucket in this, and it's a three-pointer.
And they're shooting 50% from the foul line for 5 points more.
Luciano over to the right side to Marshall. Top of the key, long. Left side, Luciano again. Now to Ammerman. Deep three. Just missed that one, long with a big rebound. Long turns around, hits the sideline shot. No good. Rebound by Pfeiffer. Braves are their third opportunity here in this possession with three to go.
Well, Braden Long and John Pfeiffer keeping the ball alive offensively after missed shots.
Luciano moving to the left, runs out of real estate. Now Pfeiffer has it, has to back up, guarded by Valentine with 2:43 to go. Starts in. He will drive to the bucket, off the window and in. 51-40, an 11-point lead now with 2:34 to go, and now the defense needs a stop. Griffith with the basketball. They'll send it inside, and that is going to be Pfeiffer that is just going to take care of any chance Gabe Yoder had of making a basket there and send him to the line to shoot a pair. Team foul number 5, and that is the fourth on Pfeiffer. So a couple of Braves now in some foul trouble. Yoder, a 75% free throw shooter, makes the first. This might be the best free throw shooting team we have seen. I mean, you're talking Yoder at 75, Valentine at 91, Griffith 53, Young 58, and Regal was 67.
They're 15 for 16 tonight, Kevin.
Wow, and that's that other one was good as well. Now driving in, Luciano misses the shot, rolls right off the rim. 13-point lead, and Valentine brings it up with 2:10 remaining. Left side, Yoder with it. Pass goes to nowhere. Luciano now gets it. Luciano drives in, has his shot blocked by Griffith, but a foul will send Luciano to the line to shoot two. And that is going to be on Griffith. His second team's eighth.
Nate's 3 for 6 from the line here, Kevin. He's got 12 points altogether.
Boy, if the Braves have made three-quarters of the shots that they've had at the line, this game would be a two-point game.
Well, what about the missed layups and the missed inside shots?
Well, we haven't even gone to that part yet. That one, no good, rattled right out of the cylinder. Bill Ziegler just very frustrated right now. You can see it. Second one is good. 12-point game, 2 minutes left. Mifflinburg with it. And the Braves will extend with a 1-2-2, basically. Now they shift into a 2-2-1, sorry. With a basketball, Young now finds Valentine as Mifflinburg again is able to break the press. They have really not had too much trouble with the Braves' press tonight. And Ammerman, thinking about fouling Griffith, can't do it. Bounce pass. Wertman in some trouble, finds a way to move keep the pivot foot still and lean in for two.
10 points for Zach Wertman.
Not a bad day. Top of the key three, Marshall, no good. Valentine with a rebound with a minute 20 and a 14-point lead. And now the Braves need some help along the way. Pfeiffer working hard, 5-second call. And Mifflinburg will turn it over.
That's two we've had tonight, one for Mifflinburg.
I can't tell you the last time I saw two in one game.
I know. We haven't seen many all year long. Closely guarded.
Minute 11 ready to go. Actually, the clock, there we go. The clock started to run. Bray's got an extra 2-3 seconds there. Luciano with a three. Got it from the left wing. 11-point game. Mifflinburg on top of the minute remaining. And Mifflinburg breaks the press once again. Griffith has it, and Ammerman will foul him.
They got fouls to give here too, Kevin.
Yes, they do. That'll be team foul number six.
The next one will be a 1-1.
But the way Mifflinburg's been shooting free throws, I don't know if you want to foul him even.
Well, you have to.
I know. Into the backcourt, Valentine will have to chase that one down in front of the Shikellamy bench. Pfeiffer has to race him.
You don't want to foul him.
No. And they did, and that'll be Pfeiffer's night. And that will be team foul number 7, and John will have to go to the bench. And it'll be Zechman that will come in now. I'll tell you what, John had a rough night tonight and a tough defensive call.
He had to
going up against Valentine.
He had to, Valentine guarded him too. That made it doubly.
But you know what? When you look at it, he didn't do a bad job point wise.
Yeah, he did. He did fine.
But it just went. Valentine went to the line too much.
Well, John Pfeiffer leaves with 7 points.
Valentine remains perfecto from the line. And Shikellamy now will bring in Leonard into the game, Miller, and they'll bring in Trey Wallace. So Marshall, Luciano, and Ammerman will all come out. Now Mifflinburg will make their changes too. Long, the only starter in the game for the Braves. It looks like Lane Yoder coming in. Baumgartner also checking into the game for Mifflinburg. And Regal, along with Troutman. That should be everybody. And there's the last change as Valentine heads out. Perfect from the line tonight for the umpty-ninth shot. Foster coming in for him. And it is a 13-point lead with 45 seconds to go. Leonard will bring it up for the Braves. Give it off to Miller. Now to Zechman. Zechman on the wing, back to Leonard. Wallace now, top of the key, hands it off to Long. Long starts in, fights his way in, and a jump ball called. It will be Mifflinburg possession arrow. 27.2 left as the Braves will fall to 2-9 overall, 2-8 in conference play. Mifflinburg will improve to 11-2 overall. And underneath with an easy two, breaking the press, is going to be Troutman.
Yeah, the Braves just couldn't do anything in the second half offensively, Kevin.
Leonard with a basketball now with 44 points on the board for the Braves. Three-pointer on the way for Long. Deep three, no good. Rebound by Troutman, and that'll do it. So Mifflinburg will improve with their 11th win of the season with a 59-44 victory over the Braves. We'll wrap it up when we return on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Shikellamy trails in the second half the entire way. Never really looked at the lead since midway through the second period, and lose to Mifflinburg 59-44 on an outstanding night from Isaiah Valentine. who was a perfect 14 of 14 from the line, and a game-high 25. Again, Mifflinburg with three guys in double figures, even though they struggled to shoot the ball in the first half, and especially in the first period of this game.
Well, the only person that didn't score in double figures that usually does is Cannon Griffiths, and he had five. But, you know, Jacob Young had a very silent 15, but a 15 that was very crucial as in that second half as Mifflinburg was trying to outscore the Braves. In fact, they outscored the Braves in the second half. They doubled up. It was 28 to 14. The other, Zach Wertman, with, again, 10 points. So that was the third person that had the had double figures for the Wildcats.
And the in the losing effort, Nate Luciano has a career-high 16 a tie for the career-high 16 in the losing effort, 59-44. Marshall with 15, number two on the list, and that was really about it. John Pfeiffer, who fouled out, with seven, had two here and there, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, again, the Braves played a great first half.
Yeah.
And they just, what was it? I think we were down to maybe a minute or 2 minutes in the third quarter before they got their first point, and that was a foul shot by Nate Luciano. And then they did get a three from Nate and also a basket from John Pfeiffer. But, again, it seems that they go into that scoring drought. And, you know, again, Kevin, Mifflinburg must have their number with trying to make inside shots because they basically, Chickalamy had so many inside shots they didn't make tonight. And if they would, they were 10 for 20 from the foul line, too. You know, so there again were opportunities to make points, and they did not. Mifflinburg, an outstanding 17 of 18 from the foul line. 17 of 18.
That is a stellar number when you're into the line as many times as they were tonight and only miss one on the evening. And
well, the big part of it was Isaiah Valentine was 14 for 14.
Yeah, and again, Mifflinburg now improves to 11-2 overall. Chickalamy will fall to 2-9. They'll have a matchup back in the Fieldhouse again on Monday night against Southern Columbia, one of those teams that's hovering around the 500 mark or so. We'll have that game for you here on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. And if you want to link up to that and click subscribe, you can see some of the past wrestling matches and basketball games we've had on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Just search, either go to WKOK on the right-hand side of our webpage, link up that way, or just go to YouTube and search WKOK Sports, and you'll be able to find us there. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap up another busy week of Braves basketball.
Well, again, Chickalamy playing, I think, one of the best teams in the Valley in Mifflinburg, and they stayed with them for a half. And actually, you know, defensive-wise, they didn't do a bad job. They, you know, it was just one of those nights, again, where they had difficulty scoring, and it wasn't because they were missing from the outside. They missed a lot of shots from the inside too, Kevin, and their foul shooting still needs to improve.
Yeah, they were 56% from the free throw line for the year, 50% tonight, so that number will drop slightly when we talk to you on Monday night. Once again, the final score, it was Mifflinburg 59, Chickalamy 44. The Wildcats now improved 11-2 overall. Braves fall to 2-9 on the season. We'll be back with you tomorrow night on WKOK, or excuse me, Monday night on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hurd. Thanks for joining us for Braves Basketball on WKOK, a WKOK Sports presentation.